Hello, shareholders and investors. Welcome to Banco Bradesco's fourth quarter 2021 results podcast with Leandro Miranda, Executive Director and Investor Relations Officer.
Hello, thank you for your interest in our fourth quarter 2021 podcast. Once again, we had a very positive quarter, with good performance in banking activity and a strong recovery in the results of our insurance group. We ended fourth quarter 21 with a net income of 6.6 billion reais. In the year, we reached 26.2 billion reais, 34.7% higher than in 2020, the highest figure in our historical series. The accumulated ROE reached 18.1%. and the operating efficiency ratio came down to 46%. In 2021, we distributed 9.2 billion reais in the form of dividends and interest on capital, representing a payout of 44%. Our Tier 1 capital remains robust, closing the year at 13.7%. Talking about the reconciliation of managerial and accounting profits, we emphasize that the adjustments for 2021 are very similar to those of 2020, including the new constitution of a provision for branch restructuring, now in the net amount of 441 million reais, for continuity in the process of transforming our physical presence. The adjustment that differs from the previous year is the reclassification and realization of financial instruments with an extraordinary impact of 1.8 billion reais. This movement realigned part of the securities portfolio to the new reality of interest rates that we see in the market. Now, I switch to NII. Client NII continued to grow in the quarter, reaching 14.8 billion reais as a result of the higher average volume of the portfolio, better spreads, and the product mix. In the year, the evolution was 6.5%, above the guidance ceiling. Market NII, impacted by the increase in the CDI on our ALM positions, decreased compared to 2020, which had a record historical performance. The growth in the quarterly variation is due to the positive impact of higher interest rates on working capital. Our expanded loan portfolio exceeded 812 billion reais, a growth of 5.1% in the quarter and 18.3% in the year, also above the top of the guidance. Cards and vehicles were business lines with great development in the quarter. We also highlight the progress in the digitalization of our operation, allowing almost a third of all the bank's origination to come through our digital channels. More than 26 billion reais in the quarter and 88 billion reais in 2021 were digitally released to our clients. Credit provisions for the year totaled 15 billion reais, in line with our guidance. There was a slight acceleration in provision in the fourth quarter 21, reflecting the growth in credit operations with higher spreads such as credit cards. Our NPL coverage ratio over 90 days remains at a comfortable level and above the pre-COVID level, with a 261% coverage. And if we include the entire renegotiated portfolio, 111% coverage. In fees, we surpassed 8.8 billion reais in the quarter, the highest result in our history. In the year, the amount was 34.1 billion reais, a growth of 4.1%. Above the center of the guidance. Card income and loan operations had an excellent evolution, favored by the resumption of the economy. We also highlight the continuous net growth in the Bradesco account holder base, where we reached 32.6 million clients without considering X and Bits. The insurance group results continue to recover, with growth of 9.8% in the quarter and 54.6% in the annual comparison. Premiums and financial results again presented a good level, while claims related to COVID with a reduction of almost 50% had the lowest value in the series since the beginning of the pandemic. With a strong performance in the second half of 2021, the income from insurance recovered and reached the middle of the revised guidance with a retraction of 5.5%. Operating expenses increased by only 1.1% in the year, despite the high inflation in the period, which demonstrates our strong discipline and control. The growth in personal costs in the fourth quarter is related to the adjustments to the collective bargaining agreement and higher provision for profit sharing. In the other lines, the increase is related to the higher volume of business, investments in technology, and customer acquisition for our digital initiatives, which allowed Next alone to approach 10 million customers, and Bitz 4.2 million accounts. We closed this podcast talking about guidance. We understand this year still presents uncertainties and many variables, but with room for growth. We see an expansion of loan portfolio between 10 and 14%, client NII between 8 and 12%, and fees again between 2 and 6%. In expenses, we expect growth in line with inflation between 3 and 7%. In insurance, with the slowdown of the pandemic and evolution in premiums, our expectations for growth from 18 to 23%. Finally, in expanded credit provisions, we expect a range from 15 to 19 billion reais. Thank you for your attention, and I remind you that on our IR website, you can find more details and other information. If you have any questions, our IR team is at your disposal. Wish you all the very best.